West Coast College Training, July 4th through 11th, Occidental, California. Title, Christ Our Portion. Morning Session 1, Message 5. Learning to walk in Christ, having been rooted and being built up in Him. Scripture reading, Colossians 2, 6 through 7.
Amen. So good, huh?
Amen.
We're learning to live.
Amen.
All over again. You know, we've been living for however many years we've been on this earth, but I feel like we just need to learn all over again.
Amen.
I think we've just really been impressed this week. We are one with the Lord.
Amen.
We have been rooted in Him.
Hallelujah.
But now we need to learn to live in a totally different way. We've lived our whole life one way. We need to relearn how to live. And this way is to live in union with Christ. And we'll see in this outline, not according to anything else, even our religious concepts, or even merely according to scriptural precepts. We need to learn to live in union with Christ. How about we read, the title of this message, and note that actually there's a typo in this outline. Can anyone find the typo in this the title of this message? There's a typo. There's no second comma after rooted. That's a typo, okay? Strike that from the title. And that's important. As we go through this message, you realize why that's important. Let's read that title together. Learning to walk in Christ, having been rooted and being built up in Him. And let's recite Colossians 2, 6, and 7 up to the first comma. As therefore you have received the Christ, Jesus the Lord, walk in Him, having been rooted and being built up in Him. Comma. So in this message we come to this matter of walking in Christ, having been rooted and being built up in Him. We'll see, the goal is to walk in Christ. The matter is walking in Christ, but the two conditions are having been rooted in Christ and being built up in Him. That's why there shouldn't be a second comma. So let's just read Roman numeral 1 and point A together. As we have received Christ, we should walk in Him. To walk in Christ, to live, to act, to behave,
and to have our being in Him as our land, territory, and realm.
Amen. So in this point, I want to bring out that when it says to walk in Christ, it's not just a matter of physically walking. You know, when you take a walk, when you're going from class to class, walk in Christ. Other times, forget about it. This word walk in Greek means to live, act, behave, and have our being. That's pretty much all of our life. You know, this is just the daily activities, everything we do. And what impresses me about this point is that walking in general, or living, moving, behaving, having our being in general, is actually quite boring. It's quite normal. It's not very spectacular, right? I think many of us, I think we've had a good time this week, right?
Amen.
If you had a good time, say, hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
I mean, I would say, if you were to rate, you know, this week, I would say it would fall in the category of somewhere around spectacular, right? I mean, the enjoyment of Christ, the level, the atmosphere, this has been very enjoyable, has it not?
Amen.
But I would say this is not our normal walk. In Israel, they had 7 feasts per year, right? Everybody gathered together last night. You guys shared about everybody. You bring your top 10% of whatever you've harvested through the year, and then you bring it together to the feast. And there, I mean, this is like one of those feasts. Everybody, on the one hand, you get to see everybody you haven't seen for a long time. On the other hand, it's an atmosphere full of enjoyment.
Amen.
You know, at those 7 feasts, I bet, you know, those Jews are saying, man, it's good to be a Jew. You know, this is what I live for, coming together 7 times a year, being with all the other Israelites, coming together, enjoying the goodness of Jehovah, all the harvest of the land. This is wonderful. But what if for the rest of the year, everyone was just waiting. Oh, I can't wait to go to the feast. I can't wait to go to the feast. Can't wait to go to the feast. And then they go to the feast. Hey, where's the feast? I forgot to be farming the whole time I was back at home. Farming is really, really, I haven't done any myself. We're growing some plants at home, but that's not really farming. But in my understanding, farming can be somewhat monotonous, somewhat boring. You know, you know, back in the old days, you get your ox, now you get your whatever tractor or whatever. You plow your field. You go from one end, you go to the other end. You turn around, you come back. You turn around, you do it again. And you turn around and you come back. But that's walking. I mean, if you consider this matter of walking, how much of your day is occupied with walking? Maybe you're not going out taking half-hour walks all the time. But imagine, okay, for those of you who have ever suffered like breaking a leg, spraining an ankle, not being able to walk, you realize how precious and how much of your daily living is consumed with walking. Just to get up from the bed, go take a shower, to go to class. I mean, last time I sprained my ankle, I actually had to use crutches. I hate crutches. They're so painful, and it's such an inconvenient way to go. I mean, wouldn't you rather just walk on the 2 feet that you were given, just go to class, walk back? You know, walk from the dining table to the computer, walk to go get your book, walk here, walk to the, whatever. It's so normal, so trivial, but it consumes and characterizes so much of our daily living. And if we couldn't walk, what could we have? I think this time I haven't heard of any injuries, severe injuries this time, right? I think, hallelujah. I think in past college trainings we have broken ankles, sprained ankles, broken limbs, whatever. But everybody's able to walk from their place to here. Isn't that so good? If you couldn't walk here, could you enjoy the meeting? Well, I mean, you'd be late, you know, someone would have to carry you, whatever. But, I mean, we're here. I mean, we're enjoying the Lord to such a rich extent, but would we be content just to go back to walk in Christ? No one sees you walk most of the time. When you walk to class, if you're not walking with a brother, sister, or a friend, no one sees. No one sees what you do when you walk. No one sees how many earplugs you have in. No one sees what you're playing on your whatever iPod, MP3 player, yada, yada, yada. You know, no one sees. No one sees these things. But are we willing to walk in Christ? Hidden, secret, unknown, humdrum, mundane, not so spectacular. I would say, if we're willing to do that, then these times will be spectacular. And when we come together, you know, however many times a year, then we have a good time. I mean, I don't know if I should say this, but I've been coming to college trainings for 17 years. I've been in college trainings for a while. And I would say, I am impressed that the atmosphere of the college trainings has gone up. Because I believe the students that have been coming to the college trainings have been practicing to walk in Christ a little bit more than they have before. It's not just coming together. You can't just, I mean, the college training, the feast is not just put on. The Jews did not cater the feasts. They didn't call up 7 feasts catering company. Can you please put on a feast for us? I mean, it was a product of their walk. And I would say 17 years ago, the condition of the college students was different. I mean, it wasn't horrible, but it was not at the same level as we have enjoyed by being benefited by so much rich fellowship through these past 17 years. I mean, the reason we can have a spectacular time is because there's been a lot of walking. I would say more of you are walking, and we need to do more walking. The next time we get to the next year, wouldn't it be better if it was better? You know, or at least we brought back, you know, at least as much as we brought to here. Okay, well, anyway, I've shared a lot of this, but I just want to read this. This is This is from The Divine Dispensing for the Divine Economy. This is by Brother Lee. I want to impress you with this. We should not expect to have a spectacular time each day in receiving the divine dispensing. We should forget about having something spectacular. I recently spoke a word to the trainees in the full-time training concerning their daily spiritual life. I told them not to expect to have a spectacular result in their Christian life. We must learn to be satisfied with ordinary days which are filled with regular and normal practices in the divine dispensing. In the morning, we should have some time with the Lord to touch Him and be revived by Him. Then what? What do you think He would say next? Then we need to pass through a daily routine to get ready for work, or school in your case. To live a life in the divine dispensing in a normal way will make us healthy, both physically and spiritually. Whether or not we have good days or bad days is not up to us. It is up to His sovereignty. He has already chosen us, and it is too late to turn back. We are blessed because the processed and consummated triune God is within us. He is in us, not in a spectacular way, but in a very ordinary way. One more paragraph. We should be blessed to be satisfied with ordinary days in the divine dispensing. The triune God is certainly in us, but His being in us is not spectacular. Every day He is within us, dispensing and positively strengthening and encouraging us. Then He gives a little testimony. In the last 3 years, I have experienced many troubles, yet nothing has disturbed me. I have published more messages, I have visited more places, and I have held more conferences. However, this is not because I have had spectacular days. I have just lived an ordinary life of receiving His dispensing. The epistles reveal the work of Christ within us is a fine work of dispensing. I cannot tell you how much that fine dispensing has been going on within me during these last 3 years. Our destiny is to live an ordinary life in the divine dispensing. Our Father God has destined that we live in an ordinary way under His continual dispensing. And I know, I think a lot of us, we have this question. Okay, we come to these trainings, we come to these mountain trips, we're at a peak, you know, in our Christian life. And we're enjoying the Lord so much. And we're all so worried, what's going to happen when I go back down? You know, I got to go back, and I'm afraid I'm going to go back to my old way of life. I'm going to go back to the way I was before. How can I bring the atmosphere of the college training with me back to my daily life? The answer to that last question is you don't and you can't. You're not supposed to. This is a feast. I mean, if you had a feast 365 days a year, it really wouldn't be that special anymore. You know, and you can't do that. I mean, you can't expect to do that. You can't expect to bring all 350 of us wherever you go. I mean, really. I mean, the Lord wants us to be on so many different campuses. The Lord has sent us and commissioned us. But for this time, He's gathered us. We're not supposed to bring the atmosphere back, but we should bring back the enjoyment of Christ and stay in the ordinary days under the divine dispensing. And so the way to stay in the enjoyment, you know, our brother Nathan will cover, is to remain rooted and remain being built up in Him. And these are the conditions for us to have this daily life, this walk in Christ, the normal enjoyment of Christ in our daily living. Okay, sorry for taking time on that, but I just wanted to bring that out a little bit and impress us. This is the normal Christian life, just to walk in Christ. Most of our life, unseen, unknown, but this is where the rubber meets the road. And this is actually the meat of our Christian life. Okay, let's see. Okay, then let's read point B together. That we may enjoy His riches, just as the children of Israel live in the good land, enjoying all its rich produce. Okay, so I think, you know, we've already developed this a lot during the week. You know, these verses, Deuteronomy 7 through 8, just show us a picture of the rich, abundant land that we're in. This is Christ as our portion.
Amen.
You know, a land of water brooks, figs, olive trees, vines, you know, all this that we've been impressed with during the week. But I want to point out in this point, what comes first? Enjoying the riches of Christ or walking in Christ? I think often in our consideration, we feel like I need to enjoy Christ to be able to walk in Him. I need to be filled with His riches in order to walk in Him. And there is some element to this, of course. We need to enjoy the Lord's supply, and He supplies us to live Him out. But on the flip side, let me tell you, I'm going to read this verse to you. Maybe you can just write it down. This is a Deuteronomy 11:24. So the land's been promised already, but then now here's Moses speaking to the children of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads will be yours. From the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even to the farmost sea will be your territory. Wasn't it theirs already? Didn't God already promise it to them? Didn't He say this land is yours? I mean, He did. He promised it. I mean, God doesn't go back on His promises. That land was theirs. He gave it to them. It was their portion.
Right.
But how were they going to possess it? They had to possess it by walking in that land. And I would say this is really the same in our experience. You know, the Lord wants to be so much to us, but will we walk in Him, in our daily life, in our common life, in all the things that we do? I would, you know, we sing that song, life is full of opportunities, you know, ordered by the Father's hand. We see, you know, in our how much the Lord can be to us. So let's take Christ, right? I don't remember all these different lines in the song, but this is the way to possess Christ. You know, when I was just trying to think of some examples, you know, I think this week and last week we were impressed. Christ is our beauty, right? Say to your neighbor, Christ is your beauty. Christ is your beauty. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Do you really believe that?
Yes.
Do you really believe that?
Amen.
Okay, all right.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Okay, in our mind we believe that. But I think sometimes we miss the opportunity. We go to our closet and we decide, what clothes should we pick? You know, we had a good morning revival, some personal time with the Lord. We go to the closet and all of a sudden, how do I want to look today? What should I wear? What will be my beauty? Oh, I'll just take this. I think I'll look good in this. I think it'd be good if I put this on. What is our beauty? Should be. You know? So, I mean, in our experience, will we at that moment, will we say, Christ is my beauty? And say, Lord, what do you want to wear? You know, I'm going to let you be my beauty today. You know? And it doesn't mean we need to wear shabby clothes because Christ is my beauty, so I'm not going to do anything with my hair and whatever. You know, Christ is my beauty. I think the Lord will adjust you the other way. You should also walk in Christ, you know? You go to your closet. Is Christ your beauty? Is Christ our entertainment? Have we been enjoying Christ?
Amen.
Is Christ our entertainment?
Amen.
So when you go to the Apple application store and you're surfing and you're scrolling around for different games, is Christ your entertainment? I'm not saying is it right or wrong to buy a game from the Apple store. I mean, that's not the realm we're in. You know, is Christ our entertainment? Is He saying buy or don't buy? Sometimes we just go, well, I need some entertainment. I'm going to buy this. We miss the opportunity to take Christ as our entertainment. Maybe He'll say, get this free one instead. I don't know. Whatever. I'm not saying what's right. I'm not saying what's wrong. The point is, walk in Christ. You know, are we going to take the opportunities in our common, ordinary, daily living to enjoy Christ as everything to us? So as we walk in Christ in our daily life, we can experience Christ as so many things to us. Okay, let's read point C. The good land today is Christ as the all-inclusive Spirit who dwells in our spirit to be our enjoyment. I don't want to labor on this too much, but if you get a chance, study Galatians 3:14. And there it talks about the blessing of Abraham coming to us, Amen. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit. The main physical aspect of the blessing given to Abraham is the all-inclusive land. Amen. That land was promised to Abraham and to his seed. But in the New Testament, it's not physical things. You know, when we say, you know, Christ is our entertainment, he doesn't, you know, we don't see this TV show called Christ, you know? I mean, but as the Spirit, he is the all-inclusive land. And to enjoy him as a Spirit, we need to walk in our Spirit. And this is the next point. Let's read that, point D. To walk according to this Spirit is a central, crucial, and vital point in the New Testament. So let's read Romans 8:4. Okay, whoever has it, let's... Okay, I'll give you a couple seconds. Okay. Romans 8:4, let's read it. That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So who is in our spirit? Christ, as the all-inclusive land, as the Spirit, is mingled with our spirit. Amen. And this is the central and crucial thing in the New Testament. If you want to fulfill all of God's righteous requirements, I think in one meeting, I think what did Brother Jim say? The ritual law has been dismissed. But we didn't get off so easily. We still have to live in the way that God wants us to live. But how do we do it? Not by living according to those laws, but according to our spirit. Because that's where Christ is. Okay, and then these last 2 points, let's read E and F together, and I just want to touch this a little bit, and then Nathan will take over. Okay. Our walking in Christ is the cooperation we render to Him in His activity. We should always cooperate with Him and say Amen whenever He moves. To walk in Christ means not to have any substitute for Christ. Our living should not be according to anything other than Christ. So in point E, I just want to bring out this word, or this phrase, in His activity. Okay, so in Colossians 2, 6, and 7, it says we've been rooted in Christ. Walk in Christ, having been rooted. If you're rooted, how can you walk? It's a good question, right? Well, let me tell you something. The land in which you've been rooted is full of activity. He's moving and He's walking. You know, He has places He wants to go and things He wants to do. But and we need to cooperate with Him and just say Amen. I would say the more we say Amen, the more we walk in Him. If we don't say Amen to His walking, then He's starting to walk one direction and we're starting to walk a different direction. And so we're still walking, we're just not in Him anymore. So if we want to walk in Him, when He moves, we have to move with Him. And we have to say Amen. And the more we say Amen, the more He grows. But what I want to bring out in point F is that, and Nathan will develop this more, is that walking in Christ in that context means to not have any other substitute. You know, I wish I had time to develop this, and I hope Nathan will, but, the context of these two verses, 6 and 7, I'll just read it real quick. Verse 2 ends with Christ, 3, in whom all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden. This I say that no one may delude you with persuasive speech. Verse 6, as therefore you have received the Christ, Jesus the Lord, walk in Him, having been rooted in Him and being built up in Him. Verse 8, beware that no one carries you off as spoil through his philosophy. And I would say this no one carries you off includes you. Don't carry yourself off by your philosophy. An empty deceit according to the tradition of men, according to the elements of the world. And verse 18, let no one defraud you by judging you unworthy of your prize. In self-chosen lowliness and worship of the angels, dwelling on the things which he has seen, vainly puffed up by his mind set on the flesh. And I think as I brought out in the other examples, there are a lot of things that can serve as substitutes for Christ. And you'll develop this, right? If you don't, he'll develop it. Anyway. Okay, but there are so many substitutes that we can have of Christ. So many. Don't be cheated. Don't be defrauded. Don't let anyone carry you off.
Amen.
I think that's it. Nathan, I pass it off to you, bro. How about read point two together?
Our walk in Christ is based on two conditions, that we have been rooted in Him and that we are being built up in Him.
Amen. We have been rooted.
Amen.
Do you see it?
Yeah.
Are you rooted?
Amen.
What are you rooted in?
Christ.
Christ. Are you sure?
Yes.
We're rooted in Christ.
Amen.
Well, the fact is there. We are rooted in Christ. Just like the fact that Brother Jim brought out that we're saved, but we need much more. Meaning we need a life and practical rooting in Christ. So Larry was bringing out some other things. The point here, you know, last night there was a lot of discussion on a hidden life with God, a life that's private, personal, intimate, seeking our roots into Christ in a hidden way. And that's one aspect, is a hidden life. Another aspect is how much are we rooted in Christ as our real soil? We're automatically, just by growing up in the society that we live in, we're automatically rooted in other things and are influenced by other things. And that's why Paul wrote to the Colossians, because those other things even were good things. It's not that they were bad things. And I don't know if you've ever taken a look and trying to look at all the other, quote, soils in Colossians chapter 2, verses 8 through maybe 23. Sometime you can just take a look at how many other soils are there. Like Larry was bringing about philosophy, empty deceit, the traditions of men, the elements of the world. These can be things that you say, well, we have some contact with, but some, you know, also that we sink roots into, which means we absorb it for our enjoyment and we derive our source from those things. There's philosophy. I mean, you think, I'm not a philosophy major, you know? I don't care about philosophy that much, but we have philosophies in our life. What about the philosophy? I just want to live a comfortable life. You know, I don't want any hardship. Well, that's a philosophy. What about the culture of I want it now culture, like fast food culture? Now, why can't I get this thing now? I ordered this 2 days ago on the internet. It's still not here. They should send it. It's there, you know, get on top of these guys. You know, this is the culture that we're brought up in is sort of a fast food culture. Impatient. What about health food or healthy culture? You know, that's good, right? It's good to be healthy. It's good for exercise culture. This is culture. But you know what? If we're rooted in those things, will cause us to be only dead firewood. You know, it won't cause us to be those that are built up and are good for the Lord's building. So the Lord, this phrase, having been rooted and being built up, there's some implications here. Implications is, one, we're just little plants. All of us are just little plants rooted in Christ. Amen. And, you know, like Larry said here, I got a pen? Okay, so like Larry was saying, this verse right before it, walk in Him. And there's a comma. Doesn't say period. Walk in Him, period. Right after that, this is verse 6. At the end of verse 6, walk in Him, comma, having been rooted and being built up in Him.
Amen.
In Him.
Amen.
We're in Him.
Amen.
So, like Larry said, the explanation of walking in Him is having been rooted. And so, just like the Colossians, just like us, if, say, We're a tender plant with our roots in Him, having been rooted. Practically speaking, though, we're rooted in other stuff. You know, I don't know, you can name it. You have that you derive your the source. Even what about being a nice person? That's me sometimes. My root is I don't want to cause any problems. Just want to be nice. And if someone's not nice to me, oh, that's a problem. But I just want to be nice. But that's not where we should derive the source of our living. So the Lord says, you need to speak a frank word to this brother. He's walking. I'm still stuck in this, my own soil of philosophy, of my culture. And so the Lord is moving as the moving, living, good land is our portion. He's moving. But we're rooted in Him. But at that moment, we're not practically having been rooted. So we need a life of having been rooted. So we're going to get into, and we've touched this matter of how to be rooted in Christ. But, you know, of course, the more we're rooted, if you have roots that sink deep into Christ, then that's the source. You know, these things of culture, you know, won't matter as much because your roots are deep in Christ. That's my point. But we've been rooted. Oh, wow, this is going to be good. This is point A. I like all. Okay, how about I read point A. Everywhere I pause, you say the word that's missing. It's kind of like filling the blanks, but you got the answer right here, so not too bad. Okay, point A. We are plants
rooted
in
Christ
as the real
soil
that we may
absorb
all His
riches
as
nourishment.
Isn't that good?
Amen.
We are plants.
Amen. Rooted
in Christ as the real soil. Don't you want the real soil?
Yeah.
Aren't you tired of the shadow soil?
Yeah.
You want the real thing.
Yeah.
I want the real soil.
Amen.
That we may absorb all His riches. So what ground are we on? We're not in the soil of right and wrong. We're not in the soil of Facebook or all those other things. The soil of the world. Our soil is the real soil.
Amen.
And we are absorbing. Absorbing. How's your absorbing? How's my absorbing? Our absorbing. What are we absorbing? Okay. In Colossians here. Oh man, if you see this in chapter 2, in verse 2, it talks about unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, unto the full knowledge of the mystery of God, comma, Christ.
Amen.
So Christ, this is the soil, the mystery of God. And the brother spoke the other night, the mystery now has a history. The history is Christ.
Amen.
As the mystery of God.
Yeah.
He entered into humanity, into time, stepped into time to have a history. And then He lived a human life, went to the cross, carried everything with Him, was crucified, resurrected, and now He indwells us.
Amen.
As a life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
His life-giving Spirit, mingled with our spirit, is the rich soil that we have within us.
Amen.
So we're planted. How are we planted? We're planted by His Spirit mingling with our spirit.
Yeah.
That's the rich soil, the real soil. And that's where we absorb all the riches as our nourishment. And so you can also, in chapter 2, even like verses 2 to 15, you can see our soil. There's lots of elements here that you can see us absorbing. For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That's some good soil right there. Lots of soil to enjoy. And you have been made full in Him.
Amen.
Who is the head of who is the head of all rule and authority. Also, in Him also you were circumcised with a circumcision not made with hands. Verse 12, buried together with Him in baptism. See, these are all things because we're having been rooted.
Amen.
We have been rooted in Christ. So another point also I want to make is in point B, this matter of The only way to become deeply rooted in Christ, and I want you to look at the word deeply rooted in Christ, as the soil, is to contact Him as the soil and to daily absorb the water in the Word. It seems like we've heard this a lot and it seems too simple, but the Lord wants to have personal contact with us, intimate contact with us. And I really enjoy Brother Jim's expression, you know, in Matthew 6, when we enter in our private room, shut the door, the Father sees us. It doesn't say He hears us, but He just wants to see us. He wants to spend time with us. It's not everything that we say, it's just us being with Him. So this is to be deeply rooted in Christ as a soil. I was looking at what tree on the earth has the deepest roots and how deep are they. And there's a tree in the Kalahari Desert in Africa. It's called, believe it or not, the shepherd's tree. So if you want to be a shepherd, you got to be like the shepherd's tree. The shepherd's tree, it goes up 10 meters. 10 meters is a good height. It goes up 10 meters, but it goes down 60. So 1/7, only 1/7 of the tree can be visible above the ground. Right? Is that on Lord's Day maybe? 1/7. But the other 6 are below the ground. 60 meters down. So that's there's a tap root that needs to go down to absorb water. Because what? It's you know, it's a desert. There's things going on outside. Winds, sun. You know, this is like our life. Okay? When you go back, you know, to your respective places, you may envision yourself being overcoming. And, you know, a lot of us have freshly consecrated ourselves to the Lord. And we've heard wonderful things in every message. And especially we heard the word of the Lord in every message and every speaking. There's something springing up in us. But the Lord eventually will test that to see what's of Him. And what's real growth will pass the test. Only that which is built up, real growth, will pass the test. And the best way to pass the test is for our roots to go down. So if we go back, we don't take care of the roots, no real growth. This was kind of a springing up. So the Lord always tests. And I just have a question. Will you survive the test? When you go back, the sun will come out. The sun should help you grow because the roots are absorbing all the nutrients. So sun, no problem. Sun, got it. You know, affliction, persecution. Sun's out. Winds are blowing. Okay, no roots. You'll fall over, right? And be good for firewood. I don't know. But we need to learn how to sink our roots by contacting the Lord as the soil and daily absorb the water in the Word.
Amen.
So, much more rooted.
Amen.
Much more saved.
Yes.
Much more rooted.
Amen.
And let's all read point C. So this has been an ongoing kind of thing in the outlines, right? It's our speaking to the Lord, our thanking the Lord by our speaking, our opening to Him, our adoring Him, our spending time with Him, our praising Him. We just want to be those that have a life of speaking to our portion. He's our portion. He's our soil. Just speak to the soil. Soil, I need more nutrients. Soil, thank you. You're here refreshing me with your sweet water. We need to learn how to take Him as everything to us in all different ways that we've seen this whole week. He's our all-inclusive, extensive, preeminent mystery of God, Christ. So in point D, Let's all read point D together. The riches we absorb become the element and substance with which we grow and are built up. So those two phrases go together. Walk in Him, comma, having been rooted and being built up in Him. So that being built up isn't being built up with the brothers, really. That being built up is just to grow up. Before we can be built up, we need to grow up. So it's almost like having been rooted is the base. And you walk in Him and being built up in Him. All those things come out of having been rooted. And so the being built up comes from the absorption of all the nutrients by being rooted in Him. All these wonderful things that we've seen in Colossians of our dear Christ get built up in our being, nourish us, cause us to withstand every test, every kind of environment. We grow in life. And also, this is our protection. You know, a baby doesn't have that much protection. People have to take care of him. Also, a tender plant may not have that much protection because it's still somewhat susceptible to the winds and the sun and the little kids ripping it out of the ground. But the protection comes from the roots going down, drawing from the nutrients of the soil, and the tree growing up. Then you become one that's, in a sense, this becomes your protection from all these other elements that are opposed to you. You think that the environment is just waiting for you to just grow when you get home. Everything around you just waiting. Oh yeah, I can't wait. You get home, we're just going to help you grow. All these things outside of us. Well, we need a lot of protection. Protection's in the roots going down to help us grow up. So let's all read point E. True growth is the increase of God within us. It is the result of turning to the Spirit, remaining in the Spirit, and absorbing the nourishing element of Christ. Turning to the Spirit, remaining in the Spirit, absorbing the nourishing element of Christ. So true growth is the increase of God. It's not trying to look a certain way or act a certain way. It's the increase of God. So this comes from absorption. Everything comes from the absorption, our spending time with the Lord. Let's read point F. In Colossians 2:7, to be built up actually means to grow up. This means that we are built up in the Lord and experience an increase, measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And in G, the building up of the body corporately depends upon the individual and personal building up of the members. So we grow up and we get built up together also with the other members that we're around. It's hard to be with other people so much if we're not rooted. It's hard to stand. No, Larry's not too bad, but maybe Charles. It's hard to stand Charles if I'm not rooted. No, if we're both being rooted, no problem. Easily built up. Why? Because we're growing. We're both rooted. And I think this is something that we have to take back with us on the campus, even in our nucleus that we're a part of. We need to encourage one another. I know there's some on the campuses that are during this, even during the summertime, they have a little pact. They're responsible to one another of their roots. You know, they're being rooted for growth so they can be built up together. Even during the summer and then during the school year, they can be built up because they're seeking the roots down. I want to encourage us to all encourage our own companions to sink our roots down deep. So let's read the focus, but we'll do it in the same way as did point A. I'll just read some words. You read the fill in the blank. in order to
walk
in
Christ
as our all-inclusive
man.
We need to be deeply
rooted
in
Christ
as the
soil
and
daily
spend time to
absorb
His
riches
that we may
grow
and be built
up
in
Christ personally
for the building up of the body of Christ
corporately.